You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hi, I'm Jim Mitzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet. Today, a conversation with one of the best nature sound recordists in the world, someone who actually doesn't hear much of what he's recording.
When I went to graduate school, University of Maryland, and got interested in birds and other animals, I discovered that I was high-frequency deaf. So there's no way I could be a nature recordist because I don't hear a lot of the bird songs.
That's Lang Elliott. Earlier in life, a cherry bomb firecracker exploded just above Lang's head, causing him to lose the ability to hear most birdsong and other high-frequency sounds.
But I wanted to find a way to hear those sounds, and I, with the help of others, came up with various devices that would take high pitches and lower them so I could hear them. And one thing led to the other. Until long after grad school in 1988, I was working at the Cornell Lab of Ornithology as a photographer, but I started doing some field recording, thinking, well, there's no way I could be successful at this because of my hearing problem, even with devices that would let me hear birds that I otherwise wouldn't hear. And in 1988, I went on a trip with a friend who has great ears, and we went down to Florida and then circled over to Missouri and then up to the upper peninsula of Michigan and into Canada. And when the trip was over, I actually had a lot of really incredible recordings. I had more success at doing it than my friend who had excellent ears. And I don't know exactly why that happened that way, but I guess it's because I was good at working with the equipment. And even though I couldn't hear nearly as well as he could, the birds literally would find me if I spent enough time out there. And so I ended up producing a series of guides, the vocal repertoires of common birds, and eventually came to understand that I could actually do this work. So I'm the half-deaf nature recordist.
We're listening to one of Lang Elliott's recordings, Dawn at Willow Pond, recorded at Finger Lakes National Forest in New York. It's a dawn chorus with spring peepers, red-winged blackbirds, northern flickers, and other species.
I'm sort of an anomaly that I've been successful at doing this work. Luckily, technology has come to really help me because now I can open a recording in software that lets me see the entire spectrum of sound, frequency versus time, like diagram in real time. And I've come to, like, I can know what birds are singing in the higher register by their appearance on the sonograms. And I can do editing and stuff with considerable accuracy based on visually seeing portions of the recording that I'm not actually hearing. It's still rather remarkable that I do this work.
My thanks to Lang Elliott. In our next program, we'll discover a new way of listening to nature sounds. I hope you'll join us. I'm Jim Mitzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.